اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here we have some of the students of Sevier International School in holy city of Qom, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum, brother Hassan Nasrullah. How are you?
Salam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Ali Nasir.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. How are you,
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Fawad Haider.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Okay, that's good. I'm good. Alhamdulillah. And Hussein Rahullah.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Everything is all right?
Yes.
Okay, so I really welcome you all. Inshallah, today in this session, our topic is to talk about ayah number 129 of Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 1 in Juz Al-Awwal of the Qur'an Kareem, right? And so, you know, as usual, we will have a short explanation, the translation of this ayah and the recitation, then we will practice the tajweed rules, right?
Yes.
So if you're ready, guys, and brothers and sisters, if you're ready or listening to us right now, please make sure you have your Quran with you. Turn to page 20 of the Quran Kareem, ayah 129 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So everyone, let's listen once to this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
الحمد لله. That was a nice recitation. And now it's time for us to recite and practice, right? So I'll do it, and you have to listen and repeat. All right? So, one, two, three, let's go.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك.
ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك
ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم.
يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم.
إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. So let's listen to the translation of this ayah. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam says, makes dua actually, okay, to Allah Almighty, that, O our Lord, Rabbana, wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum, O our Lord, raise amongst them, amongst the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He says, okay, he makes dua for the children, for his nation, all right? O our Lord, raise amongst them an apostle. وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Rasulam means prophet or apostle, messenger. From amongst them, okay, an apostle from among them. Choose from them, okay, for them, right? Who? So what should that Rasul do? What should be the mission of that Rasul? That you are, I am asking you, Allah Almighty, to choose, okay, from among my children, my descendants, or my nation. Yatlu alayhim ayatik. So that apostle, or that messenger, or prophet, who should recite to them your signs. Ayatik. Ayah has two meanings, okay? One meaning of ayah is the verse of the Quran that we say, okay? Like this surah has this many ayah, right? Understood?
Yes.
Verses. And the second meaning of the ayah is?
Signs.
Signs or symptoms. Like, for example, you look at the skies, at the mountains, at the seas, whatever, human beings, all the creations of Allah Almighty, yeah? Any single creature reminds you of Allah Almighty. So every single creature is called a sign. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. And teach them the book. Which book? The book of guidance. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And purify them. Make them become so obedient. Do you know obedience? خُلُوس إِخْلَاس. Obedient means you only and only listen to Allah Almighty's words and commands. Now, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ and purify them and make them obedient to Allah Almighty, to you. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. For more information, of course, you have to refer to the Tafasir book, okay? And we don't have much time.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Now, we have to practice the tajweed rules because it's important to read the Quran beautifully and without mistake, any mistakes. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. The first important rule is the pronunciation of the letter ra dan tha. Ra, it has a fatha, right, on the top?
Yes.
And it is pronounced?
Heavily.
Heavily. The rule tafkhimu ra is applied here. Rabbana, not rabbana, no. It's not the same as Persian. Ra that we have, re. Rabbana, 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 wab, wab'ath. The second rule? Wab.
Qalqala.
Ah, the rule qalqala. That bouncing sound, yes?
Yes.
So, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ. Yeah?
The pronunciation of letter Tha.
Mm-hmm. So, how many letters were there that the rule قَلْقَلَ must be applied?
Five.
Five letters. So, would you name them, please?
قَاف.
قَاف.
طَي.
طَا.
جِيم.
بَا.
بَا.
جِيم دَال.
جِيم دَال. قُطُب. جَد. letters, right? Let's apply the qalqalas will hear. Qutub, jad. Yeah?
Yes.
So, taba, qutub, jad. Right? So, these five letters, make sure whenever they are sakin, if they have all sounds, a, e, u, or a, e, u, so you have to pronounce them that way, okay? But if they don't have anything, so it means there is a sukun at the top, you bounce the sound. Now, wab'ath fihim, fihim, fi, don't say fihim, okay? Wab'ath fihim, fihim, long vowel. It's important, pay attention. Rasulan, rasulan. Tanwin fatha. You do not have to stop here because there is no sign of stopping, okay? And it kind of brings a doubt in the meaning, okay? So you have to continue reading. Rasulam minhum. All right? So when you join this rasulam with minhum, rasulan with minhum, what rule is applied here? We had a rule for tanween and nun sakin. Four rules were there for nun sakin and tanween. So which one is applied here?
Idgham,
tanween fatha, tanween kasra, tanween dhamma, whatever, nun sakin. Plus meme is one of the
yarmalun
letters. Yarmalun, yes, yarmalun letters. So the rule idgham is applied. What does it mean? We got her?
Merge
them, yeah. The nun sound or the tanween sound will be merged to the meme. And it will have the meme sound. Rasulan minhum, instead you say?
Rasulam.
Rasulam minhum. Is it with ghunna or with,
it
without?
It is
with ghunna, right? Yes, with an nasal yes. sound. So, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum. Rasulam. Right? This nasal sound. Minhum. Again, nun sakin here we have. We need to pay attention to nun sakin and tanween always, okay? Because rules are applied, different rules. Minhum. Nun sakin plus ha. Ha is from?
Throat letters.
Throat letters. Hamza. Ha. Ha. Kha. Ain. Ghain. These six letters. So what rule is applied?
Izhar. No rule.
No rule. Change. Hide. Change. Hide.
Merge.
No rule. No. Which one?
No rule.
Option four. Yeah? Okay, no rule. How no rule? Just read it. Like you don't know anything about nun sakin and tanween.
Yeah.
Rasulam minhum. Minhum. The nun is completely clearly pronounced. Yatlu alayhim ayat. I heard Fawad reciting it. Yatlu alayhim. If you say yatlu alayhim, it's wrong. Yatlu alayhim. There is a waw mad. All right? Don't be mad at me. You made this mistake. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. Make sure those hamzatul wasals, okay, that we have, so they will be skipped. وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Aha, Jim says it is jais to stop here, yes?
Yes.
Okay. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. أَنْتَ
إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى. أَنْتَ. So, simple as that. This ayah, alhamdulillah, you now know how to read it with tajweed rules correctly and without mistake. So, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. Make sure you listen to this session again if you had any questions, okay? And for more information, please refer to the tafasir or interpretations, okay, of the Quran and Kareem. Thank you so much. That was all from us in this session. See you in the next session, okay? Brothers and sisters who have been listening to us, thank you so much for being with us. See you inshallah in the coming sessions. Let's give thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. See you inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان